Aaron News. I'm John Scott. Strong storms have caused damage in parts of the middle U.S. and spun tornadoes in Kansas and Iowa, including one that left two people hurt. An EF1 tornado touched down Tuesday near the northeastern Kansas town of Richland. No details about the two injuries immediately available. Britain's Foreign Secretary David Cameron says it's clear that Israel has decided to retaliate in response to last weekend's drone and missile attack by Iran.
In his conversations with Israeli leaders, including the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Lord Cameron's message was one of restraint. The Foreign Secretary said Israel's leadership is clearly making a decision to act in response to the Iranian attack. He said he hoped Israel could be smart as well as tough and do as little as possible to escalate the conflict. Lord Cameron also raised the situation in Gaza, where the humanitarian crisis is still dire, urging Israel to let aid in, while also appealing to Hamas to release Israeli hostages and accept what he called a good ceasefire deal.
BBC correspondent James Landale reporting. Also at SRNNews.com, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says at least 11 people have been killed, about 20 others injured, in a Russian missile attack in the northern city of Chernihiv.
For Ukrainians, they are familiar symptoms. The sounds and sensations of loud explosions followed by the sights of shattered windows, columns of smoke, hollowed buildings and human suffering. President Zelensky said it wouldn't have happened if his country had enough air defences from its allies and, in his words, the world's determination to counter Russian terror was also sufficient. Rescuers are trying to reach people trapped under the rubble. The strike came hours after reports of a Ukrainian attack on a Russian airbase in occupied Crimea.
BBC correspondent James Waterhouse reporting from Kyiv. The Dow is losing 123 points. The NASDAQ 164 points in the red. This is SRN News. Catholics are turning to the Republican Party.
For much of the 20th century, if you were a Catholic in this country, you were probably a Democrat. Inner-city, blue-collar Catholic voters helped sweep John F. Kennedy into the White House and were reliable Democratic votes at the state and local level, too. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 52% of Catholics now favor the GOP versus 44% who remain Democrats. Abortion is most likely the explanation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
First Lady Jill Biden trying to rally support for her husband in the LGBT community. She says former President Donald Trump poses a threat to homosexuals and points to Mr. Biden's advocacy for transgenderism. The president, who is struggling with a low public approval rating as well as softening support from other key groups that backed him in 2020, needs LGBT votes. This is SRN News. Inflation in the UK fell to its lowest level in 2.5 years in March after a further easing in food prices.
Britain's Office for National Statistics says consumer prices rose by 3.2% in the year to March, down from 3.4% in February. That's the lowest level since September 2021. Inflation is still running higher than the Bank of England's target of 2%, but the direction of the move appears clear.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Britain's inflation rate set to fall further in April, possibly to below 2% as a result of sharply lower domestic energy bills. Danish firefighters working to extinguish the last pockets of a fire that gutted Copenhagen's 400-year-old stock exchange building. As owners of the structure looked ahead to rebuilding the iconic landmark, Tuesday's blaze, which destroyed half the building, is believed to have started on the roof during renovations. More details at srnnews.com.